Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap from financialservicesonline.com.au on Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Now, here is a selection of the latest developments in the financial services industry. In our first story, a couple from Melbourne experienced a financial disappointment when their travel insurance claim was knocked back. Returning early from Bali due to a medical emergency, they discovered a pitfall in their policy from Tokio Marine and Nichido Fire Insurance. Bound by the limits of their single-trip coverage, their claim was denied, and sadly, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the decision. The lesson here? Double-check the fine print on your travel insurance, folks. Moving on to workplace legislation, Australia is about to make history with a new law set to kick in this August. Employees in larger firms will be able to ignore out-of-hours work-related communication, provided it's deemed unreasonable. Backed by hefty fines for employers who violate this right, the law balances employee mental health with our increasingly 24/7 work culture. Smaller businesses, listen up, you're up next in 2025. Let's see how this shift will reshape our work habits in the future. Speaking of reshaping habits, let's turn our attention to superannuation. A proposal to allow Aussies to use their super funds for home deposits has stirred a debate. Is it a golden opportunity? Maybe, but the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia warns that it may benefit higher income earners and push up housing prices, putting home ownership even further out of reach for lower income individuals. This could widen the wealth gap and make it even harder for many to scrape together that typical 20% house deposit. Finally, in our tax segment, the Australian government is moving to remedy past taxation issues with superannuation, specifically successor fund transfers. Proposed changes to the Income Tax Assessment Act are set to correct past financial distortions caused by involuntary fund mergers. This aims to ensure superannuation members aren't unduly affected by cap breaches and subsequent tax implications, thereby keeping members' finances stable and fair. Both current and past members take note. This chance for stakeholder input is your turn to help shape the regulations of the future. That wraps up our news for today. Remember, these financial matters can touch all parts of our lives, from vacations gone wrong to home buying dreams. Stay informed, stay ahead, and have a great day, Australia.